Hello again, and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for May 2019. May marks the start of the noctilucent cloud season, which runs from approximately the middle of the month to the start of August. Now, noctilucent clouds are, as their Latin name suggests, night shining, and they are quite rare and can put on quite a spectacular display. Now, these clouds are very high up in the atmosphere in an area called the mesosphere, which is around 80 kilometres above the ground. This is a lot higher than where the more normal clouds form in the troposphere, which is in the lower 5 to 10 kilometres of the atmosphere. They are caused by sunlight shining through ice crystals formed at these heights. Now, during the summer, the sun is only just below the horizon overnight, and is just at the right angle for the ice crystals to refract the sunlight so that it can be seen here on the ground. Look out for an eerie blue-white luminous cloud, roughly between 10 p.m. and midnight, very low in the northwest. Now on to the moon. New moon is on the 4th of the month, with a full moon following 2 weeks later on the 18th. So the beginning week and the end of the month are best for observing. And now the planets. Mercury is visible at the end of the month, low down in the northwest, 30 minutes or so after sunset. Venus is visible at the end of the month, the very bright object, very low down in the east-northeast, 30 minutes before sunrise. Now Mars is visible at the start of the month, around 10 p.m, and it's the red object fairly low down in the west-northwest in the constellation of Taurus the Bull. Jupiter continues to shine brightly at the end of the month, in Ophiuchus, in the south, around 2 a.m. Look through binoculars or a small telescope to see the four Galilean moons. Finally, Saturn will be visible at the end of the month at around 2 a.m. Looking south in the constellation of Sagittarius. Look out for details in the rings and some of the brighter moons through binoculars or a telescope. There is one decent meteor shower to look out for this month, the Eta Aquarids. These peak in the early hours of the 6th of May, with the radiant or apparent position where the meteors stream from low in the east at around 3 a.m. The moon is kind to us, being a very thin crescent on the 6th. The zenithal hourly rate, or the maximum number of meteors you would expect to see under ideal conditions if you were directly underneath the radiant, is 55, but don't expect to see anywhere near that amount in the UK. On now to constellation watching. We are now well into the summer sky, and I mentioned the Cygnus family last month. This month I want to talk about a couple of lesser known constellations, the Cup and the Crow, or the Raven, otherwise known as Crater and Corvus. These might pose you a little challenge to find them. They're both quite low in the southwest in the middle of the month, around 11 p.m, just to the right of Virgo, and the bright star Spica. Corvus is a nice little constellation that looks like a square of stars with one of the corners pulled away. Crater is hard to see, as there is only one star of similar brightness to those of Corvus. However, if you look to the right of Corvus, you'll see a semicircle of stars, and this is Crater the Cup. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book or sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. As always, a planisphere is an invaluable tool for finding out what is visible where and when for any date and time of the year. That's all for now, but listen out next month for June's highlights. Bye for now.